I'd love to start, Alex, with a little bit of information about you. I failed to mention that you had been the Los Angeles Philharmonic director for 36 years and only the second music director here at the American Youth Symphony. But would you tell me about the beginning of your musical journey and how you started learning music?
Right. Just a small correction. I have been with the Los Angeles Philharmonic as an orchestra player for 36 years.
Oh, all right. My mistake.
Right. Well, my musical training, I started to learn music back in the old Soviet Union. Now it's called Russia. And I started at the age of five, started in a just sort of a local music school, and there were many, many of them in every little town and city of the country. And then eventually I went on to study at the great Moscow Conservatory, which at that time was one of the probably great music conservatories in the world, still is. I mean, the memory of Tchaikovsky being there, the memory of the great Russian musicians and composers who not only studied there, but also were teaching afterwards. Tchaikovsky was teaching at the St. Petersburg and Moscow Conservatory. So I had the greatest opportunity to study for 6 years as a violinist. Was probably, for me, of course, one of the greatest violinists of the 20th century. Now we say last century, it sounds kind of strange. Last century.
It sounds like we're talking about Tchaikovsky.
Always think 19, no, wait, this is the 20th century, the last century. David Oyster, who was one of the great musicians of that generation, of that period of time, and of course, it's it made an enormous sort of influence on my life, and of course, that's what I try to continue giving the young people, the privilege I have had of collaborating and studying from people of this caliber.
What was one of the things that your teacher gave you that you'd now try to give your students in American Youth Symphony?
Well, very difficult to say one thing. It's just my teacher always used to say, when I teach, it is a two-way street. Not only I teach the student, but I also learn from the student. And this philosophy I kind of carried through from my entire sort of professional career as a performer, as a teacher, dealing with young people. Not only I'm trying to teach them what I have learned or what I feel is they need to know, but also I'm trying to learn from them. And it is amazing how sometimes you find a young student in a private lesson or in a master class environment, and oh, I never thought about it. And then it stays with you. Then the next time this particular passage or fingering in, let's say, a violin play piece or something comes up, yeah, I actually learned it from this young man or young lady. You know? So that is, to me, that's the most, I feel most comfortable teaching that way and trying to give. To answer your question shortly, I can't, what did I learn from my great teacher? I've learned everything.
Wow, that's an incredible tribute to any teacher. That's fantastic. I love the idea of teaching as an interactive two-way street. Mm-hmm. What's one of the more recent, I never thought about it moments for you learning from your own students?
Well, I know more and more I conduct the young people, which I'm conducting the orchestra. And yes, there are many, many instances where they would just ask me a question and I would say, wait a second, I never thought about it. It could be about a phrasing. It could be about a certain way of bowing for a string section and so on. Yeah, those young people, they actually kind of know something. And that's a great pleasure of mine.
That's got to be an exciting and dynamic thing to have happening. Please tell me about, I would love to talk with you about the LA Philharmonic, but I think our listeners want to hear all about the training program at the American Youth Symphony.
Well, the American Youth Symphony, actually, next year we are celebrating our 50th anniversary. So this is 50 years in LA. It was founded by Merlin Mehta. This is Zubin's Mehta father, who founded the orchestra in the present form in 1964, right? That would make it 50 years, right?
64.
Good, right. And he has been the music director of this organization for 34 years.
And I beg your pardon, 65 if it's next year.
Right.
65.
I mean, we are going by season.
Yeah.
It's 14, 15. It was 64, 65, the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he has been the music director and built this orchestra and was leading it for 34 years. I'm only the second conductor, music director of this orchestra, and I have been with the organization. This is the end of my 16th. Season with the orchestra. It's an incredible group of people. It's an amazing history of this organization. Just if you would think about the artist, the great artist who performed with us, the programs we have done, and more importantly is the number of alums of our organizations who are all over the world. I've been a couple of years ago, I was in Hong Kong playing a concert, and all of a sudden, after the concert, someone comes backstage, looks familiar face. He said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "You look so familiar." He was my first trombone in the AYS, and after a few years, he got the job with the Hong Kong Philharmonic, and I mean, from all the places in Hong Kong, you see an alum from your own orchestra. So
wow.
That's really amazing.
That had to have been a very proud moment and
yeah,
what a coincidence.
It was kind of unexpected, but it felt good.
A lot of the very talented musicians here would be interested in knowing about what a musician is, what are they looking at in terms of auditioning and in terms of membership when they get there to American Youth Symphony.
Well, the way we structured the orchestra, you could go, and actually the age you mentioned is a little bit different. We go as young as 15 and as old as 27. We have auditions. We hold auditions every year. However, not every year the whole orchestra is auditioning. If you are a member of the orchestra in good standing, you can be a member of the orchestra until you reach the age of 27, or if you change schools and so on, you move on in your life, or you get a job. Many, many, many instances, someone gets a job, you know, and they leave us. It's sort of a sad, because you have to replace this talented young man, but then you're very happy that that's what they did, and we helped them with that. Anyway, so when we go through the auditions, usually about 20 to 25% of the orchestra changes every year in different sections. And like last year, we have over 250 people auditioning for about 25 openings in the orchestra. It's very competitive. It's very, very competitive. It's a totally blind eye. How old you are, what school you're coming from, it's how you play. Your audition determines if you are accepted as a member of the orchestra, or maybe you could be put on our, we call it the substitute list, which many people from, many players from that list end up playing with us. As I mentioned, it's very competitive, but it's such a privilege to become a member of that orchestra.
Suppose you get a 15-year-old, and the odds are really against, because you've got the creme de la creme of all over the place, against their getting in the first time. May they re-audition if that doesn't happen?
They can re-audition every year. And actually, to answer your question, sometimes a 15-year-old wins a position playing against a college student. It all depends on the audition.
What's the extra edge that would make a talented 15-year-old be able to beat the college, and besides talent?
Hard work, good preparation for the audition. There's many, many components come into it. Here you're given 7-8 minutes. And everyone plays the same orchestral excerpts. In different instruments, of course, but same access. They're giving 3-4 minutes of their solo prepared piece, and that could be any piece they have prepared, and then we listen, and we, when I say we, I mean members of the orchestra, the remaining members of the orchestra, mostly principal players of the orchestra, they sit with me and we listen to the potential candidates. And usually it's a very, very short and very brief discussion afterwards. I've never had conflicts where, oh, no, we should take this. And I say, no, of course not. It's always almost unanimous. But it's very clear. If you would sit in the audition, you'll know who is the best candidate. And that's what we do. That's how we do it.
I'm hearing you say that the hard work shines through.
The hard work shines through. Definitely the talent, the preparation, dedication. There's so many components to all of that.
When you've made your selection, what can that young person expect? They get the acceptance message, yes, you're part of our orchestra. Now, what are their days like?
Well, we rehearse once a week on Saturday mornings, and then this has been a tradition of AYS for the last 50 years. And then the weekend of the concert, we have three rehearsals, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What we do very challenging programs. They learn not only the standard pieces of the symphonic repertoire. We also try to introduce them to some new music, because the young people who are planning to be in the music business, should I say, they must learn how to perform some modern pieces, how to perform in a studio environment if they end up playing in a studio orchestra somewhere. And of course, our mission is to teach them the great repertoire of the symphonic music, be it Mahler, be it Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, Brahms, and so on and on and on.
Before we have to take a break, and we may have to come back to this, but I'd love to have you tell me, you now have a room full of new students plus your orchestra from before. What do you teach the new ones, first of all, about playing with this orchestra and becoming professional?
It is an amazing situation where, as you say, 20 new people, let's say, come in. But the AYS sound, AYS is the American Youth Symphony, just in case, it's there. I always address the orchestra that sometimes you need a softer sound, some lighter character of sound, because the AYS was always the orchestra of the big symphonic repertoire. I said, I don't understand this. It's different orchestra, but it's the same sound. It's in the air. It's in that room. I don't know how to better explain it and answer your question.
Sounds almost magical to me. It sounds.
There is a sort of magic there. Right.
Like the energy that they pick up on. I hope that I have this correct. The June 1st is when you start accepting applications for your next season. Is that correct?
Well, usually the way we do it, people could go to our website, which is aysymphony.org, and we post on the website the dates of the competition, the requirements, the orchestral excerpts they need to prepare, and so on. Yeah, it's probably around June, somewhere in the June time period.
When we come back, I'd love to talk to you about the concerts that you have coming up as well. You and I are listening to Alex Traeger, who is the music director of American Youth Symphony. AYSymphony.org is their website, both to find out more about auditions and about the free concert series they have, about which we'll be speaking when we come back.